each business has its traditions and even its ethics, which are not necessarily the ethics of others and of other businesses, and which sometimes are not even fully legal. But a business has its habits, which then become its ethics, and unless something happens, which actually did in the late 80s, the Department of Defense suddenly declared certain habits of the industry as being illegal, and some people went to jail and were fined and so forth.
Yes.
But that's also again a question of monitoring. You have certain laws, you've got to monitor. But the fact is that for a long time, during I would say the first 35 years of my career in the defense industry, starting 1951 when I joined GE until about the mid-80s, what you did was you tried to win the R&D of a system, and you did that by underbidding it vastly, by losing your ass essentially. But once you won it, once you got through the development, and on which you lost a lot, or you overran it if it was a cost-plus type situation, a terrible way making the customer very angry, so that finally you decided to eat much of it, even though it was cost-plus, because you didn't want to make the customer very angry. Typically, you lost a lot, either because it was fixed price that you had to lose, or because the politics were such that it was better for you to lose.
Yes.
Than to compel the customer to come up with the last penny and thereby earn his undying enmity. Okay? Mm-hmm. Once you go through with that, nobody had a chance of taking the production away from you. And on the production, you did well. And from the initial production, you recovered that which you lost in R&D. And then as things went on for years, you made a lot of money.